community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me, we've actually got Lisa from the Ingatestone Dramatic Club. And you want to talk about Great Expectations, which is coming up at the end of this week.
It is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. It's Victorian costume drama.
Yeah.
Beautiful sets, gorgeous costumes. And it's one of the greatest love stories ever told, I think. It's a really marvellous story.
Now, I know nothing about Great Expectations. I've heard of it. But I've never actually sat and gone into the story. What's the actual story of it?
Oh, it's fab. It's Dickens, but don't be put off by that. It's not stuffy and people think Dickens is really stuffy. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a really amazing story. It's about a guy who's in, poor guy, who's in love with a rich girl. So it's kind of like, you know, the traditional fairy story. And then suddenly he gets given a load of money. He doesn't know where it's from.
Yeah.
So suddenly he thinks he can make his dreams come true. And what he wants to do is get her to love him. And all this story unfolds with all this mystery behind it. And there's various people scheming. And there's various comedy bits as well. We've got some comedy thrown in.
Yeah.
Some hilarious sort of ridiculous relatives and things like that to lighten the mood. But it's a really amazing story because it makes you think about, well, if I had all the power in the world suddenly,
yeah,
what would I do? Would it change my life? If I think it's
yeah. Sometimes it can be a curse winning the lottery and having that much power.
Well, that's it. I can't give too much of the story away, but that's where it kind of goes because it starts making you realise that maybe it's love that matters more.
Yeah.
And real love doesn't necessarily come. You can't buy it, you know. And he finds out something about himself, our hero, when all this money arrives.
Yeah, yeah.
It's absolutely fab. It's really great.
Now, you came in a while ago to speak about another play that you were putting on.
I'm backed by popular demand, hopefully.
Well, it was such an interesting conversation because
yeah.
The Ingatestone Dramatic Club have a habit of changing these very well-known plays to bring them a little bit more up to date.
Yeah, rather than the club. But
I mean, it's really, really fascinating because I can't... What was the last one you done?
We did Midsummer Night's Dream.
That was it. That was it.
Yeah.
Now, I know a couple of people that went to that and they said it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It was really refreshing because it's not... Yeah. You don't do something that's stuffy. You bring it up to date and relax a little bit
We're
more.
We're very big on atmosphere. Mm. You know, we did Midsummer Night's Dream open air at Ingatestone Hall, which was fab.
Yeah.
We're indoors this time, but we've really worked on the atmosphere. We've got smoke machines. It's very moody. It's very dark.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bit on the marshes where there's a prisoner being pursued. It's quite dramatic.
Yeah.
As I say, we've got smoke machines. We've got fantastic lighting.
Yeah.
Very much the lighting is kind of part. In fact, I had did so much work with the lighting crew yesterday, I thought they were going to murder me, actually. It's not meant to be a murder story, but it nearly was yesterday.
Nearly turned into one, yeah.
Yeah, because we worked so hard on the light cue. But it is absolutely fabulous. It's really moody and atmospheric, and the guys look fantastic in their costumes, and it's going to be a great show. It's going to be wonderful.
So how many cast members have you actually got in Great
Expectations? I think there's about 10 of them. I haven't really counted. I suppose I should count them all in and count them all out, shouldn't I, to make sure they're there for the show?
I mean, this is taking place from the 6th to the 8th, so that's what it's Thursday, isn't it?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday
night.
And if you come on Saturday, you get a free drink and some nibbles and to meet...
Oh!
...who are gorgeous and glamorous and handsome and fantastic.
Is that something you always do on the last night?
We always do that, yeah, that's right. We always come down off the stage, we leave our poor, long-suffering technical crew to dismantle the stage set.
Yeah, get on with it, yeah. They're used to it anyway, get on with it.
Yeah, lucky for me, I've got the most fantastic stage manager going, Nigel, who's very long-suffering. We have a chat to the audience while they dismantle the set, and then we save them a drink afterwards, because they've earned it.
Well, this is taking place in, is it Maggie's, is it?
No, Maggie's is actually our box office.
Right.
I'll just give them a plug, because they sell really beautiful clothes. They're actually our box office.
Right.
And they sell our tickets for us. Or you can just turn... But where we are, we're at the end of the high street in Ingatestone.
It's
quite nice. There's a little community club there with quite a big theatre at the back and a nice bar at the front, so you can have a nice drink in the interval. And
that
all
sounds
that.
Good to me.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's worth it just for the drink.
Yeah, and for the show as well, though.
Just for the drink. Have loads of drink.
I did catch them drinking backstage at Midsummer Night's Dream, I have to say. Yeah, I caught, I think it was Hippolyta, Queen of Greece, doling out sort of refreshments to the rest of them.
Oh, that's
backstage.
Typical of her.
We do have a good time, yeah. We do have a good time in this group.
Well, you've got to have a little reactor, haven't you?
Yeah,
get on with
it. That's right. You know, but I hope they will be sober.
Well, fingers crossed. Yeah, because you never know.
And they're great. They're a really great bunch, and they've put in some great performances and some really funny bits. So it should be great fun. I hope to see everybody there.
How much are the tickets for this, Lisa?
I think they're £9 each.
Oh, that's cheap enough.
Yeah,
that's nice.
We're cheap and cheerful.
Yeah, that's nice. That's a good price. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. No, we're not really expensive. It's just to cover our costumes. You know, what we want is for everyone to have a good night. Really.
That's a really good night for £9. Have a little bit of a drink and and watch some amateur dramatics. That's really, really good.
Yeah, and it's going to be a fantastic show. As I say, it's really, really atmospheric.
Okay.
Some of the performances are just fantastic.
Well, the box office telephone number is 01277. Can I give this? 35 62 62. That's 01277 35 62 62. All the tickets are available on the door as well, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. You're very welcome.
The performance starts at 8 o'clock, and it's the Ingatston and Fryning Community Club Theatre. What we're going to do, we're going to put this interview with a picture of the flyer on our website.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it'll have all the details on there. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in. You're welcome here anytime you want to come back and tell us about some more bits and pieces that you're doing, any more drama that you're doing.
Oh, I'll definitely be back. I'm doing Panto after Christmas, so.
Oh, are you?
I'll be back to tell you about that.
What Panto have you decided to do?
I'm doing Red Riding Hood for Blackmoor Players. Yeah, it's going to be good.
That sounds fantastic. Well, Lisa, it's always lovely to speak to you. You come back anytime you want.
I will. Be back tomorrow then. Only kidding.
No, you're welcome. You can come back tomorrow. I don't mind.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.